say to join Rav Kahn of Rav Asi. What he meant to say, a Talmud and a Rebbe, not a real Talmud that doesn't know, that has to come on to his Rebbe, but rather he meant to say like Rav Kahn of Rav Asi. What does that mean? The Ligmarei de Rav Hevitrichi. He only had to learn the Gemara from the Rebbe. But the Ligmarei, to understand it, to say a Svara, the Rav Hevitrichi, that they did not need. Because they had their own Svara, they had their own Das. It's a mode of missing a mission here, a mission there, they needed the Rebbe. But they were themselves were big Talmidei Chachamim, therefore they could be their own Dayanim. Rashi says, Ki Kama Rav, the Talmidei Nimna, that we include the Talmud as a Dayan, Lo Yomelech Gorin of Kana Rav Asi, the Ligmarei Hevitzricha, Lamashe Shaman Rav, we don't have it here over. Avalispray, to understand it, Lim Tzorai, to bring truth, Liyashra Talmud, to explain it, Enim Tzricha, they didn't need it. They were their own Talmud, they were a Talmud Chachim. Hilgah, therefore, Gavra B'Yapam Avshayihu, they considered like themselves. Only such a Talmud that it means to say they have a locha like a Rav Kamat and therefore they could be part of a Bezdin. Omer Rabbi Avuah, Asorah Dvorim Yesh Bein Dinim Momnis and Dinim Nefoshes. There are 10 things that are different between Dinim Momnis and Dinim Nefoshes. Rashi Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Learned in our Mishnah 10 different things. The Kulan, all 10, Einoigim Meshara Niskol. They're not Nogeya to Shoha Niskol. Rashi says, Liyo Shovel, Dinim Nefoshes. Afo Pi Shomu Perakamo, Minin Esther Mishloisha Kamisas Balakak Misas Ashor. Even though that to kill Ashor and Iskol, you need a Bezin of 23, but it does not have the lochas of Din and Nefoshes, rather it has lochas of Din and Momnis. The Kul, all these 10 things special about Din and Nefoshes, they are not noyig by Ashor and Iskol. Chutz mi Esther Mishloisha. Only that you need a Bezin of 23, the Rashi says, Shet Sorech Chav Gimel Kdin and Nefoshes. When you want to kill a Shor and Iskol, that was the Pasuk that Obala show the Gambol of Yumas, that Kemisas HaBailam, Kach Misas HaShor. Just like by the Bailam, a man, you need a Bezin of 23. The same thing to kill a Shor Nisk, you need a Bezin of 23. The Mar Minuhan, how do we know this? Omer Rav Acha Bar Popo. The Omer Kor, the Pasuk says, Loisata Mishpat Ev Yoincho, Periboy. That what, don't turn around. Rashi says, Loisata means the raw Al Piyechot. You can't turn a Psak of dead according to one. Avolata mata lechayv din hashor alpiyed echad. That's the diik. Leisata mishpat ev yoyncha briboy. When you have a mishpat against an evyon against a person, and you want to be mechayif in misam, we cannot do it with a majority of one. You need at least two. So we darshin mishpat ev yoyncha. If you have a mishpat judgment against a poor person, against a person, b'kitzur iata mata, then you can't turn to give him a chayiv. Ay day one, you need at least two. Avolato nato mishpat shel shor haniskol. But by shor haniskol, even though you only have one more saying that it's chayiv, we pass on api the echod. Rashi, avolato matlo chayiv din hashor api echod. On the yachid gemira the kulim milus len higi. For this possible kid to learn out all the milus that the rabbi din and the foshes do not apply to a shor haniskol, because the pasuk says only lasata mishpat ev yoincha. Maxima to a person, the Evyoin, him you can't change the Psak to. Has the special Dinim of Dinim Nefoshes. But not to a Shor does not have the special Halachas. Furthermore, Asoro, Hotesevi. There are only 9. The Rashi says, Otishevi. For Oda Parkina will soon answer this. For Yutanam Mastisin, we said you need 10. For your high the Kashalon test, they're not all kosher. The Esrim Musholosh Chodehi, it's one reason. The my time of Mamzer Possum Dinah Nefoshes. What's the reason why we're going to have soon by Dinah Nefoshes Mamzer is Possum? The Shem Divina Chav Gimel. You have to have a Bezin of Chav Gimel, the Haino Sanhedrin. Uva Sanhedrin Siv, the Noso Itcho, the Dayum Lecho. Uva Miuchasim Kemoischo. That they have to be like you. Samar says, Ho Asar Katoni, we learn 10. Mishum. In the most distressed Nasarhe are there 10 differences. Tesev is only 10. Because Chav Gimel is equal. Mor says, for Asarah Katani, we learn 10. Mishum Diyena Kil Kesherim. For Yesla Mishloisha Chadi. That even though it says 10, but really only means 9. Because that there's a cloud, that Ein HaKil Kesherim. Not anybody is kosher to be a dying for Dinah Nefoshes. Which means a Mamzer is possible to be a dying for Dinah Nefoshes. The reason is why, because since you need a Bezin of 23, a Bezin of 23 is called the Sanhedrin. Like we have two types of Sanhedrins. Since the Sanhedrin are Gedolah of 71, and it's the Sanhedrin Katan of 23. So since it's called the Sanhedrin, that's the drosh Rashi says we dashed before, V'noso itcho means V'daim l'cho. That whoever is part of this Bezin of the Sanhedrin of 23 has to be daimed to like Moshe. So therefore, a mamzer is possible to be a dayan. So really, even though the Mishnah says 10 things, but really it's only 9. Because the fact that a mamzer is possible to be a dayan, and you need a Bezin of 23, is the same thing. A Bezin of 23 means it has to be a Sanhedrin, which has to be itcho, daimed to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Maranavu Iko Achrit, there's another thing, another difference. Special about Dina Nefoshes. The time you will learn, Ein Moshivim is Sanhedrin, you cannot put into the Sanhedrin, Zokain, an older person, Rashi says, Sheshochach Tvar Tsar Gidubonin. He does not know what it means to raise children anymore. V'yeno Rachmoni. An older person lost his Rachmonis already. His goals are, man, you have children around the house, you have Rachmonis on them. So, Mill, if you be a dying, you'll have Rachmonis on the person also. But an older person lost his Rachmonis already. And the same story, the same thing, a person can't have children. Saris or Mishen Lebonim, that the apostle to be a dayan, you can't put them in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin means a Bezin list of 23. Rabbi Yehuda Moisef Af Achzori. If you have a strict person, Achzori, a strong person, he also can't be part of the Bezin. We need easy people, easygoing people that will have Rachmanis on him. Vechalifeyim, just the opposite is the Mesis. When you have a din Torah upon somebody that is trying to cause other people to be Oibed Avay Dezora, a Mesis, there the Rachmanim of the Torah says, to not have any pity on him and don't cover up for him, but adirabah, try and have him killed. Because there's another locha of a Sanhedrin that you cannot appoint people that will not have rachmanis. Then the Mishnah says, Hakil kasher modu din mamis. Anybody is kosher for a psak din of mamin, mashenkin by nisa, only special people that we had before, not a mamzer. So Mor says now, Hakil asu yamai, what do you mean to include? Who else is kosher for din of mamnis? Omer Rav Yehuda lasuya mamzer. Even a mamzer, lemaisi, is a Jew. He's kosher to be a dayan in din of mamnis. So that's the question, of course. Ha'tanina chadis din, we learned this already one time. It says, call a royal lord in din of the foshois, royal lord in din of mamnis. Any dayan that's fit to be part of the Sanhedrin Ketana is for sure fit to be in the bezdin to pass for mamnis. But you should know, the yesh royal lord in din of mamnis, there are certain people that are fit to be a dayan for din mamnis, but still the yain royal lord of din nefashos. They're not fit to be part of the Sanhedrin, even the Sanhedrin katana to pass the din nefashos. And Vavinabo, we ask the question, lasu yamai, what do you mean to include? Who is this person that's fit for din nefashos, but not fit for din mamnis? The opposite, fit for din mamnis and not fit for din nefashos. Lasu yamamzer. It means teach us a mamzer, that a mamzer is possible for dina nefashos, but I call upon it for dina mamnis is kosher. So what do you need Mishnah for? We learned it already. Tomorrow says, true, we have these two dinamis like this. Chodo lasuya ger. One comes to include even a ger, that even though he's possible for dina nefashos, he's kosher for dina mamnis. The chodo lasuya mamzer. And utzrich, I need both chidushim. Because the yashmin and ger, if I only hear of the ger, is kosher for dina mamnis. You know why? The royal love of the Kaal. He's fit to marry into Kaal. He can marry a Basti Israel. So he has a minor over a mamzer. That's why he's kosher v'din in the foshes. V'din mamnis. Avo mamzer, a regular mamzer. Emaloi, he's not fit to marry into Kaal. He can't marry a regular Basti Israel. Maybe he's possible even for dying for mamnis. That's why the Mishnah says even a mamzer is kosher. V'yashmin a mamzer. But only hear that a mamzer is kosher to be a dying for din in mamnis. I'll tell you, debor mitipik shera. Because I call upon him as his parents, why Yisraelim? Rashi Mizera Yisrael. Avu ger, to lay bomi tipak shera, but a ger his parents. Well, goyim, emaloi, maybe he's not even fit to be a dying for dina mamnis. Tzricha. That's why I need both kedushim, that both a ger and a mamzer, both of them are fit for dina mamnis, but they're possible for dina nefoshes. Right. Then the Mishnah says, v'yein akel kisherim lo dina nefoshes. Not everybody is fit to be a dayan for din nefashos. My time, what's the reason? The Tani Rav Yosef, Kishem Sheb Bezdin, Menukin B'Tzedek, Kach Menukin Mekomum. The same way the Bezdin has to be clean from Tzedek to Paskin the right way, not to take sheichet, not to look at anything special. The same thing, you have to be kosher mikol mum, Rashi says, pekam mishpacha. There can't be any pekam with them mishpacha. They have to be pure people. Therefore, it can't be a mamzer. Omer Amema said, micro, where's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, kulach yofer rayosi o mum ein boch. That the mamzer, you're all beautiful and clean and there's no mum. Tomorrow, the Dilma may be mum mamish. Maybe the pasuk there means mamish and mum. He can't be missing a leg, can't be missing an arm, but not if he's a mamzer. On a ravacher by Yaakov, on makro, the pasuk says this yatsu shom imoch means imoch b'daimim lecho. You have to be mamish daim. For tomorrow, the Dilma hosa mishum shchina. Maybe only over there because the shchina was there. Rashi's hanas to be maybe Moshe who dibinim miyuchasim. She royal shetishcha shchina aleihem. As by Moshe there, there was a shchina upon him. But the pasuk says, Rashi says, the chiv yotzaltim in a ruach. It says by the shivan zakenim there, they were neviim. They had the shchina there. So maybe only to receive the to be a novi, to have the shchina there, they had to be daimed to Moshe Rabbeinu. But maybe for other dayonim later, it's enough not to be. The Rambam Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. On my quote, the pasuk says, v'nosav itcha. Itcha means v'daimim l'chol hevi. Rashi says, v'nosav itcha means the Sanhedrin shechilek la Yisroi, means not the Sanhedrin Gedol of the 70, but rather the small ones of 23 that Yisroel told Moshe to appoint. Lishmat esom. The end came from Shechina. There was no Shechina. The siv v'hakel mi'alecha v'nosav itcha. V'loy min v'nosav itcha v'masom. So the kids are talking about the Sanhedrin Katana, and even by the Sanhedrin Katana, what is not a question of the Shechina, still the prophet says they have to be like you, Moshe Rabbeinu. From here we learn out that even a bezin of 23 have to be miyuchasim like Moshe Rabbeinu. They can't have any mum, otherwise they're fossil. Now the Mishnah says like this: Sanhedrin hoisa kechatzi gerun agula. Sanhedrin, the way they sat was like a half round table. That's where they sat. Rashi bagula circle a yeshrin kadeshiu kulan roin zen zeh, in order that everybody could see one another. If he shemayu yeshrin b'shul to be in a line. Ain't p'nei a Russian royim zezeh, you can't see one another. So the best way to sit is a half round table. That's the best way. Kadesh yir royim zezeh. Ushnei sofer had the yonim, oim dim lufneim. They had two soferim, two clerks there, that wrote down, two secretaries there, that wrote down the words of the, took the notes. Echad yamin, one on the right side, Echad Yisrael. The koisven divrei mechayovim divrei mezakin. They wrote down the words of the one that said potter and the one that said chayiv. We have Yudulaimer Shloisha. There were three seifrim there. Three people wrote down, took notes. Echad Kaisiv Divrei Mezakin. One person took down the notes of the people that said he's potter. The Echad Kaisiv Divrei Mechayovim. One wrote down the notes of the people that said that he's chayiv. The Ashlishi, what do we need the third seifer for? Kaisiv Divrei Mezakin and Divrei Mechayovim. He wrote down both. Keep a better account. He had both, he wrote down. Better than paper quarters here. Okay. The Shalosh Shurois, there are also three rows there. The Shalosh Shurois shall tamid.